Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nice job, boys, because that, it's only been a few days, I know, All-Star break, but that kind of reminds you of the vibe and the energy and the role that the Red Sox were on heading into the All-Star break.
When last we left you, this is what was going on.
Yeah, I felt it.
Yeah.
Previously on Red Sox Nation.
We're less than a week removed from Seydon Rafaela's, like, game-changing walk-off home run.
But because of Home Run Derby, All-Star break, day off, like, it just feels like it's been a while.
Yeah, and that's why the momentum thing that Ted brought up is, it's an interesting conversation. It's an interesting conversation, if nothing else.
Yeah. Okay, so let's address that.
Okay.
Because I was thinking about that in terms of, this is weird because it's baseball and it's slow and it's nine innings and there's like a long, it's a marathon game, it's a marathon season, it's a marathon everything.
Yeah.
Is there extreme pressure or value put on the first game, maybe even the first couple innings on Friday, tomorrow? People call it tomorrow, Andy. They don't say Friday. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
In Chicago. To make sure you don't have one of those, oh, we gave up six runs in the first inning and suddenly it's a bullpen game right out of the break. Like, is this more than just one of 162 as they try to hit the ground running again, regain the momentum or maintain the momentum, however you look at it, the Ted way or our way? Like, is there value in that?
I think there is. And as much as you don't want there to be, you just won 10 games in a row.
Yeah.
Even if you were 9-1 in your last 10 and you had won your last 3-4, whatever. You've won 10 games in a row.
Because your brain tells you, literally, they can go 0-10 and be playing .500 baseball.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
But I feel like if they lose one or two games, it's not going to feel like that.
Right. Well, the All-Star break narrative would, if you take this whole week that we just went through out of it, the entire week, and they won 10 games in a row and then started the Chicago series on Monday and then lost 10 in a row.
Yeah.
We'd go, oh, wow, great winning streak, great losing streak. We're right back where we started. Where do we go from here? But the fact that it's 10-game winning streak, 4 days off, and then 10-game streak of games, it does kind of change the narrative a little bit. And you also have individual things that people are going to be focusing on. Lucas Giolito is the one who's starting the first game out of the break. A lot of attention on the fact that he was the second-best pitcher in baseball over a six-week stretch with his .7-whatever ERA. So
seems sustainable.
For sure, absolutely. You know, Cy Young, Pedro Martinez, Lucas Giolito. That's
best contract in baseball.
100%. Best contract ever, best player ever. So there's a lot of expectations onto him. And if he blows up, okay, well, did we just lose one of the three pitchers that we thought we were writing in pen for a potential playoff series? What happens if Seydon Rafaela goes 0-4 to start it? Well,
it's over. He's back.
Mirage, flash in the
Cinderella,
pan.
Cinderella, it's midnight.
Right. Trevor Story makes an error, doesn't get to a ground ball that you would think would be easy for somebody in his 20s, and we start to have those similar conversations. So it's going to be unfair, but there's absolutely going to be extra pressure on tomorrow.
Along those lines, you mentioned Giolito, so we'll just throw him out there because there has been, even Craig Breslow brought this up, maybe on the Greg Hill show, but one of his many appearances on Nesson, somewhere where
hard
he's
to track, yeah.
Yes. He brought up starting pitching still the priority, but You know, we have had Bayo in what he's been of late. We have had Giolito in what he's been of late. Is there a weird way, if you're rooting for them to go get Joe Ryan or go get a starting pitcher, whoever that person may be? I know Alex Speer threw some other names out there. Taj Bradley's actually one of them, the guy from the Rays
who
just faced recently.
I'd have that conversation.
He posed the idea because they need offense, you need pitching, even though it's in the division, in the wild card race. Whatever.
There's another name in the division I heard yesterday that I'm very intrigued by.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
we'll get to that in one second.
Yeah.
Good big market tease from the Capital Region. Is if you're wanting them to be forced into being buyers and going to get a starting pitcher, is there any part of you that's like, it wouldn't be the worst thing if Giolito looked human, if Giolito looked a little faulty? Because you can talk yourself into, even if it's Giolito, Bayo, and Crochet, you have one of the better rotations heading into a postseason series because you have a true ace and you have two guys that have been pitching really, really well consistently for a portion of time. Am I being overly analytically negative here to think it might actually force them to go get a starting pitcher if one of those guys falters?
No, that's the reason I answered your more likely question about 9-3 or 3-9 in the way that I did. I was homer honk optimism on almost every other thing.
I noticed.
Except for the 3-9 part, which is what I said, because I think it'll have an adverse effect on what you want this front office to do if they keep winning at that same clip or at a similar clip. Because if they look at it and go, oh, the four outfield rotation, oh, this current state of the starting rotation, this bridge up to Aroldis Chapman, well, we're winning games, and we're winning games against good teams now. Maybe all along we didn't need to spend that Devers money that we now have, and this is the group that finally gelled and can go win a World Series. That's a disaster if that's what they end up taking away. So you've talked about this before, but you've painted yourself so far into a corner with your words. You, whether you go 12-0 or 0-12 or anywhere in the middle, it cannot this year be at around the fringes for me.
I agree. And we've already seen that a lot of people are still holding the past against them. Like we did one of our show polls where it was like a third of still doesn't trust them, still doesn't believe in them, still whatever the word I used was in the poll.
Why are you surprised by that?
Because I feel like, see, this is an interesting question because I've been taking a lot of heat on social media, some panda emojis, different things.
Oh, we got to unveil.
Warning people, I got a new panda picture emoji GIF that I can use, GIF, whatever it's called, that is a little bit more telling than the normal panda emoji. But anyway, I've been taking, it's like, well, you like, don't you want to like sports? Don't you want to have optimism? Don't you want to have hope?
Yeah, but I'm in one of that. I am in that group of a third. And great, the 10-game streak, awesome. And there is excitement and there is buzz.
Yeah.
But it's like when you've been hit so many times, you're fearful of getting hit again.
Dan, you want to do it again? You want to revisit it? Because it worked well against Ted Johnson, so we can use it on Stiz too. How poorly did Bregman play in the recent second half?
I get it, Andy. It's a different team.
How much did Crochet stink in recent bad Augusts for Alex Cora?
He didn't.
How much did Anthony and Meyer struggle in these past failures in Boston when the Red Sox were falling out of contention? They didn't.
Yeah, didn't. Because
it's
they didn't
a different team with different talent.
It is.
Chapman, Bregman, Crochet. You got three guys at the All-Star game. Where were they last year? Not here.
Yeah, but just a month ago, we were talking about how crappy the team was doing.
Okay, they were doing. And now we're talking about how well they're doing. And some of that is health. Some of that is new players. Some of that is addition by subtraction. You got rid of the dink in the clubhouse, Rafi Devers, and you added good young talent with high-end dating capabilities in Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer, right?
So, absolutely. Like,
there's a vibe and a change, and that maybe has fueled or led into, we've been told that Trevor Story has a swagger. We've been told that Bregman even has kind of a swagger.
Oh, that's obvious, by the way.
But when you have the old swagger and the new swagger coming together, maybe that's team-wide swagger and confidence.
So
trust the process, Stanley.
So,
see? Listen to Brezbot.
Andy, you're missing the most important name in our nice little rhetorical question two-man show that we're taking out on the road.
Okay.
Craig Breslow. We can be told anything and everything on his a million appearances on Nesson and EEI. It's Breslow. It's Henry, who I know you've turned around on. It's Kennedy, although he's kind of a mouthpiece just for Henry. But
yeah, let's remove Kennedy from this.
Yeah, let's. It's Breslow and it's Henry. That's why the third that Stiz is in, that's why those two are so vocal. Because
let's pause.
Why?
Do they have to do anything to make the playoffs? Is it an impossibility that they could just keep status being quo and make the playoffs?
I mean, impossibility? No.
What are they right now?
In the playoffs.
Third wild card?
Second wild card.
Oh, second wild card.
You know how they did it, Andy?
They're not even the third wild. What are you laughing at, Stiz?
It's just when you get a nugget of info that you know, moves your narrative forward, just a smile on your face.
That's literally why I have a job.
Ted would be pissed right now. Ted would not be happy. Ted would want to fight me. He'd be saying, are you out of your mind? What are you talking about, bro?
But you know how they got into that spot? A 10-game winning streak.
Via players that are on the roster, correct?
Yeah, but they're not going to. So they're going to win out, right?
No, they're not going to. You don't have to win out.
But by that, they got into that spot because of a 10-game winning streak.
You could probably play 500 baseball the rest of the year and make the playoffs.
No other teams around you are going to add at the trade deadline?
They might. They might not.
Okay, well, okay. Somebody's going to. Maybe. Nobody in the American League is going to add?
I have no
idea. Seattle's not going to add a bat. Detroit's not going to add a bat at third base.
First of all, we've been told not going to be a great trade deadline. We've been told many times by many people at the national level, not going to be a great trade deadline.
Okay.
There's not that much available. A lot of teams think they're in it, so they're not dumping. They can't be aggressive. Like, I don't know that a lot. We've also said the biggest name has already been traded. You got rid of the biggest name that's going to be traded by far, right? That's accepted?
Yeah, sure.
Devers, you got rid of him.
100%.
You ruined the Giants by doing it.
Yeah, good for you.
Ruined Will Clark, too.
You did break Will Clark. Hey, Will, if you're out there and you're listening on the Odyssey app, wherever it may be, feel free to call 617-779-7937.
Yeah. Been damn quiet on the, what is it, Deuces something or other? Deuces Wild?
Yeah, Deuces Wild.
Aces High, who, I don't know.
Yeah. But ever since, you killed him, Stiz. Really, it was you. Your rap put a bullet, for the final bullet in the podcast career that was Will Clark.
That's how it went around Chelsea.
But let's get back to this. I'm interested in this.
Okay.
So you don't think they can make the playoffs if they do nothing? I'm not saying I want them to do nothing. You know I want Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
I've actually now kind of talked myself into, I'm just waiting for the date and the announcement. Joe Ryan's coming to the Boston Red Sox, despite recent reports that he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, give me a break. That's just leverage.
He wants out. He said it in so many words. He's gone.
He said, I dream about playing for the Red Sox every night.
But yeah. I also think this team has enough horses to make the playoffs without making any change. Okay. I want them to make changes.
Yeah.
But I think they could do it, and I don't think they need to play crazy baseball. They are the second wild card right now. Also, how much confidence do you have in all the teams that they're battling? Are the Rays great?
I mean, they're going to give you a fight.
Yeah, they'll give you a fight.
I
would hope you're going to give them a fight.
Yeah.
Now that you're a good baseball team.
Yeah, for sure.
You weren't always a good baseball team. You're a good baseball team right now. Are the Yankees like that? Are the Yankees unbeatable?
They are not unbeatable.
How about the Jays? The Jays already had their hot streak, in my opinion.
Right.
I don't think they're going to play as hot as they were playing before the Red Sox were the hot team. The Jays were hot right before that.
Yeah, okay. So you've made your point that there's a lot of good teams, of which you are one of currently. Yeah. So
you don't have to catch, like, the Tigers.
No, that's a fair point. But you and I have a fundamental disagreement on whether they have the horses to make the playoffs as currently constructed. You think they do.
Yeah.
I do not think they do.
So they have, I think, the tentpole pieces. Ace. I want an ace on my team that I'm going to have confidence is going to be able to go to the playoffs. They have an ace.
Okay.
Hopefully. I mean, we have to always have the little star.
Work in reality. Work in what we have right
waters,
now.
Yeah. Like ace material.
Work in what we have right now.
Yeah. You have an ace.
Sure.
That you believe gives you a really good chance to win every fifth day, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
20% of the time, I feel great.
You believe that if you get to the ninth inning with a lead, you're going to win that baseball game.
Absolutely,
I do. Because 17 out of 18 times, that has been the case. Aroldis Chapman is really good.
No question.
Your lineup is longer than it's been for the bulk of the middle of the season in a lot of ways. You have Bregman back. You have that form-running phenom Yoshida back in the lineup, right? You have Roman Anthony. Roman Anthony's good, right?
Fantastic player.
Okay.
Yep.
And you
probably
believe in
him. Maybe the most talented on the Red Sox.
And you believe in him.
Of course I
do. He's not going to look like a rookie in a week or 2 weeks, right? We're not sending him back down to hang out with Christian Campbell, right?
No
expectation of
him. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Marcelo Meyer, pretty good player.
Pretty good player. The more they play him, the better he seems to play, which is nice. They've been playing more.
Which is a good thing,
right? Absolutely.
Seidon Rafael, a good player?
Absolutely.
Very good player
right now. Yeah, I said he'd be a future all-star.
And has a little it?
It seems to. Yeah.
I believe Dan Ball's the one who gave me the stats when the game matters, high leverage.
Over his 300 hitter in his career in high leverage.
So you're actually developing people that we might call clutch.
Absolutely. No question about it.
For a team that might be more clutch than we thought it was, or than it was a couple months ago.
No question about it. Just better.
The rotation has Brian Bello, who's a 3 ERA pitcher for the last calendar year.
Absolutely.
And Lucas Giolito, you just told me, is one of the best pitchers in baseball over the last 6 weeks, whatever the hell it is.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you have three really good starters.
Currently, yes, you do.
How many teams in baseball have three really good starters?
There are probably more that don't than do.
So why, then, can't you make the playoffs?
Because the more of those players than not are unknown quantities over 162 games. As we sit here right now on whatever day it is, July 17th at 5 o'clock, Everything you said is true.
No further questions, Your Honor.
I don't believe a good portion of what you said is sustainable for the rest of the season. And that's why I worry.
Is history the biggest fear or question for you?
Yes, absolutely.
And does that fall under the umbrella of Alex Cora? It's the uncomfortable. You know how Rob Bradford likes to say a lot, uncomfortable is one of his, teams got to get uncomfortable if they want to trade or sign this player,
yes.
Get uncomfortable being uncomfortable, comfortable, blah, 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 blah. I know we on this show like Alex Cora. We'll talk to him again next week,
right.
Wednesday. I presume they'll be on the road.
They'll be in Philly.
Okay.
Yep.
Wednesday, 2:15, 2:30, sometime Wednesday. We'll talk to Alex Cora. We'll get his review of Coldplay.
Ah, yeah.
We'll ask him if he brought his wife or his girlfriend, which could be an interesting question.
Yes. You go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask him that.
I'd rather Ted ask about first base again than hear the answer to that.
But he knows that there is a cloud over Cora coaching the Red Sox late in the year in recent years.
Cora knows that about Cora?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah.
He's well aware of it.
Yeah.
So is that a concern? Like, do you just think Alex Cora, for whatever reason, can't manage over the second half of a season?
They're
going to fall apart because of Alex Cora?
No, it has nothing to do with Cora. It's the individual players that we're talking about in this. I don't think what Giolito is doing is sustainable. I don't think what Story and Rafaela are doing is sustainable. I think that there is...
Story is a $20 million all-star shortstop who had his bad month already, correct?
He was the worst hitter in baseball in May.
Do you think he's going to regress to worst hitter in baseball?
No, but he's not...
So he can regress and be good?
Wait.
He can regress but still be good. He doesn't have to go back to the guy that everybody wanted to DFA, right?
Yeah.
So he might not be as good where he's stealing bases, hitting home runs. Like, his pop has been remarkable.
I don't think it's crazy to think that he could regress to being a 200 hitter for another month. That's what he's done over his career.
I'm just saying.
I think that there's a lot. This team is better than last year. There's more hope than last year. I think that they are a playoff caliber team. But I think if you sit pat and do nothing after telling us for weeks on end that you were going to add and be aggressive, and it's not just about getting bodies that can start. You're getting high leverage starting pitchers and guys that matter. If you do that, I think there are enough inconsistencies on this roster where you can fall out of the playoff spot. That's what my issue is.
My biggest concern if they do nothing is not actually talent related. It's the intangible aspect of it. It's mm-hmm. the expectation outside of Fenway Park, but also, I believe, inside of Fenway Park. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence. We talked about it yesterday that Joe Ryan is between Crochet and Bregman.
Yeah.
Like, they're mingling with him for a reason, getting, you know, feeling him out, feeling each other, whatever. I think the biggest concern of them not doing something significant to add to this team at the trade deadline is what the reaction would be with human beings.
Yes.
Human beings in a clubhouse.
Yep.
And some of that is Cora dealing with it. And I know a lot of people have accused him of sulking in recent years, and his baseball team does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They take their cues from Cora that he sulks post-trade deadline, so the rest of the team sulks. They go into the tank. The season is over. That would be my biggest concern, because I am not just playing a character on the radio. I do believe right now the talent on this roster is good enough, the way they're playing, to make the playoffs without adding and doing anything significant. My biggest concern would be the emotional reaction, because the vibe is part of why they're good right now.
Right.
The energy is part of why they're good right now. And if you lose some of that, then I start to wonder if you have enough.
And conversely, if what we were told, if what we've kind of been alluded to in terms of removing Devers from the equation and the vibe and the culture and the young kids taking over and setting the tone and all these kind of narratives that we've gotten bits and pieces about over these last few weeks, if those are all true, 100%, not just lie, bluster to try to get us excited. If those are all true and this group gels and trading Jaron Duran away is a bad thing and adding another guy to the mix is a bad thing, then I would be surprised, but then this team is capable of going on a run. But yeah, I think it's an interesting point you bring up, because this team feels like one that would respond well to being invested in.
Squeeze in a text here before we get to a major breaking story news out of the NBA. 207, my God, Hart is insufferable today. He just wants everyone to say, you're right, Jumbo Hart. That is not true. That is not true. I mean, the insufferable part could be true, but I don't want that. I'm just poking the bear to see what the bear has, to see if the bear has good arguments. I want Dan Ball to prove me wrong.
Yeah.
He's done it before, and I want him to do it again. Not sure he was successful in doing it today, but...
Saying I've been successful in that before is rich.
News out of the NBA. Shams Charania on Twitter just minutes ago, breaking. 9-time NBA All-Star Damian Lillard is finalizing a 3-year, $42 million contract to return to the Portland Trail Blazers. Sources tell ESPN. Deal is expected to include a player option in 2027-28 and a no-trade clause, a storybook reunion home for the 35-year-old. So Dame Lillard is not going to the Boston Celtics to be some sixth man, to rehab with Jason Tatum. He's going back west, where I believe his family has been the whole time, which was part of his uncomfortable life and existence in Milwaukee. So
yeah.
Good job. I praise him. Family man, prioritize family over basketball, unlike the CEO of Astronomer or whatever was not prioritizing family last night at Gillette Stadium.
They're an interesting team to watch, not this year, but next
like
year.
Well, sneaky.
I mean, if you're bringing Dame back, I mean, he's going somewhere. Obviously, family's important, but he's got to be going somewhere where he feels like he's going to have a chance to win a title.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
They just flipped Simons for Drew Holiday.
Yep.
So that's a veteran piece that you have there. Lillard is now back. I'm curious. When we sit here in a year's time, I feel like they're going to have had a very aggressive offseason and maybe a player in a year's time.
I like it. I didn't want him on the Celtics, and this eliminates the possibility of the Celtics. So
I liked it. I don't know.
I'm happy for that.
I hope he's happy with being able to rehab with his family. 3 years, 42 is a lot.
I may be insufferable, but at least some people like it. 6-3-0, Andy, I just put a bet on the Sox to win it all because of your points. LFG, let's go. I got everybody excited. 617-779-7937. Don't call because it's 5:30 on a Thursday. It is time for Quiz with Stiz. Dan Ball, if he can recover from that beating he just took in that segment, he will be fighting me in Quiz with Stiz. Yes, Stiz.
Maybe call and maybe a special caller can be a lifeline.
Ooh, you want to have caller lifeline?
If we have any callers out there that
if anybody's
smart
and wants to help me and not help Dan Ball if he goes to you, 617-779-7937. We could have caller lifelines. Another first here on Quiz with Stiz on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox return to action tomorrow afternoon on the road against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch of game one is at 2:20. Lucas Giolito is set to start for the Sox. Boston begins the second half with road series against the Cubs and Phillies before returning home to host the Dodgers next weekend. In the NBA, summer league play, the Celtics visit the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. And reported just now from Shams Charania, 9-time NBA All-Star Damian Lillard is finalizing a 3-year, $42 million contract to return to the Portland Trail Blazers. In Patriots news, cornerback Christian Gonzalez was ranked 6th as the cornerback in the ESPN Top 10 positional rankings for the 2025 season. And new earlier this afternoon, T.J. Watt and the Steelers have agreed to a 3-year extension that will make him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history again. Watt agreed to a 3-year, $123 million extension with the Steelers earlier this afternoon. And finally, the 153rd Open Championship is currently underway at Royal Portrush Golf Club. 5 players were tied atop the leaderboard from round 1, all at 4 under par. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, to provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. It is Quiz with Stiz time on the afternoon show, and that is next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are culling through the potential lifelines that are listeners. The text line, we had some people. One said, let me be the lifeline, please. Pulling for Dan Ball.
No, good answer. Good
if
answer.
If you tell me who you're pulling for, you can't be the lifeline.
Call us. Give us a call.
Why? Unless it's me. And somebody else said, not quite feeling full of myself enough to volunteer as a lifeline. We do have at least one caller on the line waiting. There's some waiting for other stuff, but we have one at least lifeline waiting. So we have a first ever, I believe, caller lifeline for Quiz with Stiz. It's 5:30. It's Thursday. Roll the open quiz.
It's time for the Quiz with Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game.
Rule number one, no bitching.
Seems fair.
Who's that to?
On WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, you suck. That would have been perfect way to end this.
The walk-off. Oh, I send him home on the wings of defeat.
Now, here's your host, Stiz.
You sure?
All right, boys. You know the name.
I know.
And now, quiz.
The Stiz with Quiz. Here we go.
You know the name. You know the game. It's Quiz with Stiz. And Andy Hart will face Dan Ball. Let's go, my behind the glass brethren. Dan, can you still... brush us up on some rules?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I don't have the Ted rule. I could no bitching, no complaining. Don't be Andy. You get me versus Andy. Stiz quiz has picked a topic for this week. He'll ask a question. If Andy gets it wrong, I get the chance to steal. When I get it right, I get a point. But if for some reason I don't, then Andy gets multiple choice. 10 questions. Best score after 10 questions wins. No bitching, no complaining. And
well, there's always bitching and complaining, especially when Ted's not here.
Oh, great. Yeah. We're in for a good one. Back to you there, quiz.
All right, boys. Before I give you tonight's theme, Andy, you won last week, and so I'll ask you heads or tails.
Tails never fails.
And it didn't tonight, so you will start off. Tonight's theme, boys, Coldplay and WNBA.
Oh,
Coldplay and WNBA.
I got a shot.
I have no shot.
Let's go.
I have a better shot with the WNBA questions than I do Coldplay.
Yeah, well, certainly with that attitude, Andy, you have no shot.
It's going to be like a 2-1 game.
All right, Andrew, here we go. Your first question. What was the name of Coldplay's first album?
I would like to go to line one. Justin in New Hampshire, please pot him up. Justin in New Hampshire,
right out the gate.
You better have this answer. You are my lifeline. Get it done, buddy. What's up?
I would love to get it done for you. I do not have the answer to this one. But WNBA and Coldplay is that's not it for me, guys. Sorry.
My man, Justin. Call back anytime.
Man. Dan, oh, what was the name of Coldplay's first album?
I don't know. Let's go Viva La Vida.
No. Dan, Andy, is it A, Sparks, B, Parachutes, C, A Rush of Blood to the Head?
Excuse me?
Sparks, like Parachutes,
yeah, that
a Rush of
that
Blood
head.
To the Head.
The guy was getting a rush of blood to a different head last night at the concert.
Easy.
I will go with B, whatever you said B was.
Parachutes.
Parachutes. You need me to say it? I said B.
All right. Just making sure.
Yeah!
He's on the board.
Damn.
Luck is important in life.
He is on the board. All right, Daniel.
Yep.
In what year was the WNBA founded?
Good question. Is it a pre or post me kind of question? I'm going to go, 1995.
No.
Okay. Andrew. Way off base. I don't know.
AD 1998.
No. Dan.
Yeah.
A, 1990.
Okay.
B, 1994. Or C, 1996.
Oh, my God. Wow, we were right around it.
Oh, yeah, we're pretty good.
I'm going to go, I'll go C, 96.
Damn it.
We got a tie game.
Let's go.
I knew it.
Come on.
Stupid.
Going to be a game here, folks.
All right. Andy.
Yes.
Before settling on Iowa, Caitlin Clark was considering this school.
UConn.
You wrong.
What?
Oh.
That is wrong. I watched a feature on her. She was talking about going to UConn.
But this was the school she was seriously considering.
UConn. Daniel. Go ahead, Dan.
South Carolina.
Ooh.
The lady, I can't say it even though I think I'm allowed to say it. Go ahead.
Andy, was it A, Notre Dame, B, UCLA, C, South Carolina?
Will.
You got lucky there. You got lucky there.
Could you read the first two answers again?
Notre Dame, UCLA.
I'm going to say she's a Midwest girl and very popular school in the Midwest in South Bend, Indiana would be Notre Dame.
2-1.
She also was considering UConn, I think.
Yeah, I think that's... I feel like a lot of the top prospects do.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, Daniel.
Yeah.
Chris Martin made a cameo in this zombie movie.
Can I call Rich Keefe?
If Keefe's listening, he wants to be a lifeline, feel free to call.
Christian Arcand in the Behind the Glass. If you know it,
Arcand.
Blink twice.
I might get the name wrong. World War Z?
Ooh, good guess, Daniel, but no.
Okay.
Night of the Living Dead.
No.
That was a good answer.
That's all I have.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Dan, Chris Martin made a cameo in this zombie movie. Was it A, Warm Bodies?
Okay.
B, 28 Days Later?
Okay.
Or C, Shaun of the Dead?
Damn it. I was hoping one of them was going to be checked off. Let's see. I'm going to go B, 28 Days Later.
Sorry.
Man.
So I will
Andy,
go...
Warm Bodies... 28 Days Later, Shaun of the Dead.
C, Shaun of the Dead.
Ah, I should have stuck with my gut.
What's the score, Thomas?
3-1, Andy.
3-2. Man, that was big.
We're talking about 3-2-1.
Crap.
All right, Andy.
1, 2, 3.
Coldplay holds the record for most Brit Award nominations. How many nominations does Coldplay have?
The hell's a Brit?
Probably the British version of the Grammy.
It's never good when the guy writing the question says
probably something.
Yeah, you know, something in this family.
Coldplay, carry the one, do two, lucky number, something. 38.
Can you imagine?
No.
This is across all categories, like for anything ever?
Yep.
Jeez. I would have high-stepped it through the
Brit
studio.
Louise.
Yeah, the big Brits.
57.
No.
Candy.
Could be
way wrong.
Was it A, 10, B, 20, C, 30.
30.
Oh, Andy is 4-2-1. On his game.
Talking about game. 4-2. Wow. Well, we called up a AAA player. He's making his debut.
What the hell?
He wasn't ready for the big leagues.
Christian Campbell, send him back down after tonight.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. That's a commentary on your show. I put this damn show together every day. I don't want to hear this crap.
All right, Daniel.
God.
What was Caitlin Clark's major in college?
Oh.
Kicking ass.
Let's go sports management.
No.
Okay.
Andy.
Oh, I watched a documentary on Caitlin Clark. Oh.
She wanted to go to UConn.
That may not even be right. And it was a multi-part series. I only watched a portion of one episode.
Okay.
Yes?
It was her dream, according to you.
It was
Google.
Her dream, and maybe he didn't recruit her and she was pissed. There was a tie in there. Anyway, her major at Iowa was, of course, sports marketing.
Marketing, I'm going to give it to him.
Woo!
Wow, marketing.
Talking about 5-2-1. Talking about kicking ass.
All right. Andy.
I just didn't want to get shut out, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Arkan just came in here barking some stuff about you, Andy.
Of course.
Andy.
Angry.
Finish the lyric. Come up to meet you. Tell you I'm sorry. Finish the lyric.
Come up to meet you.
Tell you
I'm
sorry.
So it should rhyme with you. I never meant to hurt you.
No.
Ah!
Daniel.
Say it one more time.
Come up to meet you.
Yeah.
Tell you I'm sorry.
You're fired, and so am I, because we were caught on the big screen.
Yeah.
God damn.
Let's go, Mr. Coldplay. You've been talking with Ted. Oh, I know that
song.
I know that song. I know everything.
I know this isn't from the song. It's I honestly don't. I don't have an answer.
This is a pretty popular song.
Pretty popular.
Andy, A, tell you I'll set you apart. B, you don't know how lovely you are. Or C, oh, let's go back to the stars.
C, let's go back to the stars.
And Daniel.
Wasn't there a song that's called Stars or something?
Sky full of stars.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Can I get A and B again real quick? Sorry.
Sure. Tell you I'll set you apart. You don't know how lovely you are. Or, oh, let's go back to the stars.
Oh, my God. This is so bad. A.
Come up to meet you, tell you I'm sorry. You don't know how lovely you are. Oh my God, The Scientist! That's a great song, boys.
Sure it is.
All right.
That one I did not talk to Ted Johnson about.
All right, let's move it on here.
You're not lucky either, because you had 50-50 coin flip to
you. Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
5-1.
Are we on Daniel?
Yeah.
Believe right? Daniel.
Yeah.
The WNBA tipped off in 1997. Which franchise, based in a city not currently home to a WNBA team, won the league's first four championships?
Okay.
Good luck with this.
Jesus.
Why don't we just skip right to the multiple choice?
Should I do that?
Go right to multiple choice. We don't know.
A, Houston Comets. B, Utah Stars. C, Los Angeles Sparks.
A.
You got it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I thought there was an LA team that was in there right now, so I thought it was 50-50. All right,
Andrew.
Yeah.
Chris Martin was married to her for over a decade before the pair split in 2014.
There's only one name I have.
Okay.
But they might still be married.
Okay.
So this wouldn't make any sense, but I'm going to say Gwyneth Paltrow.
They divorced in 2015, split in 2014. And on Greg Hill's show, we tried the Gwyneth Paltrow candle. Remember that from a few years ago?
Isn't she also the one that coined a phrase, something uncoupling?
Conscious uncoupling.
Yeah, we didn't get divorced. Right. We consciously uncoupled.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Damn,
and
6-2.
Last question,
he doesn't think
Dan.
It's an exhibition. He thinks it's a damn fight.
Yeah.
Dan, which state, known for its rich history of women's college basketball, became home to a WNBA team when the Orlando Miracle relocated there in 2003?
I believe the answer is Connecticut.
And I believe you're right.
All right. There we go.
The sun boys, shines on a dog's ass every once in a question.
Man, you're a lot of fun.
Thanks.
That it?
That's it.
Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations,
congratulations.
Andrew.
Congratulations. You did.
Oh, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Two in a row, baby. That's a win streak. Next week, I take on, I think, Fitzy.
I have no idea.
Okay. Are you mad?
Huh?
You mad, bro?
No. Okay. Congratulations.
Up next,
I don't have the stats regularly available. And you called me a AAA player, which I felt kind of hurtful.
It wasn't long ago. Roman Anthony was a AAA player. Now he's a superstar.
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
I don't know.
Anthony. I'll call you Roman Anthony. Up next here at WEEI Afternoons, we close things out as we always do with odds and ends.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOME Run for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're
here. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stick around. See, that was kind of funny.
Oh, my God.
There were some laughs there.
Yeah.
See, that's better. I thought the sports stuff wasn't as funny, so that's better right there.
That's all right. Fair.
Stiz, you're excited about the UFC fight at the White House.
Oh, get up.
I believe
so dumb.
Conor McGregor's involved, and I know you're a big fan of him.
McGregor is
you showed
never
me the other
fight.
Day.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the picture that was going around the internet.
Yeah you were a big fan of that.
Yeah, big fan. But big UFC fight Saturday night. Dustin Poirier fighting. That's going to be a big fight.
All right, time now for odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Let's clean up the phone lines. Jimmy in New Hampshire has been hanging around to talk about our little topic of the emotional toll of the trade deadline. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
When you guys were talking about that, the only thing I could really think of was I think it was the 22 season when they had Schwarber. And obviously they weren't coming quite off a 10-game win streak, but they struggled at the beginning of the year. They were coming off an ALCS appearance. and they were hot going to the trade line. They did absolutely nothing, and the team completely imploded. And then they got rid of Schwarber, and then they sucked the next 2 years. And I don't think that's going to happen if they stand pat at the deadline this time, and I wouldn't want to see them trade away a major piece for a starting pitcher. But I feel like the emotional value of going out and getting someone like Joe Ryan that you mentioned cannot be understated, especially with all the young guys, the revamped culture they've got going there. It's just like, yeah, we actually believe in you guys, and we think you guys are the future of this baseball team, and we think that you guys are good enough immediately to actually win something now. That gets, you know, that builds momentum. You know, even if they come short this season and they like lose in the wild card, losing the, you know, first round, you know, the divisional series, whatever.
All right, thanks for the call, Jimmy. I get worried when Stiz is running the phones and I look in there and he's sliding his chair away. Then he's flipping a notepad. And I'm like, do you have anything ready to get rid of the caller when I'm
ready,
and I give you the nod? Yeah, I think the emotion of the trade deadline is a legit thing. Now, yeah. I do think you're going to have to give up something if you want Joe Ryan. I also love the phrase. There are a few things I love about Don Sweeney. But when he said, and it's probably 4 years ago now, he said, this team has earned the right to be invested in. I think that fits perfectly with the Boston Red Sox right now.
Yeah.
They've earned the right to be invested in.
Right.
So, Breslow, go invest in
it. Yeah, now do it. Yeah. Now prove that you weren't lying. And by the way, I think he added a year off with Schwarber, but they did do that with Christian Vasquez at that trade deadline. And absolutely popped the balloon on the 2022 team.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a lot to that.
Christian Arcand, how are you?
Hey. Doing well.
Did you enjoy that show I put on?
Yes, I enjoyed you looking at the text line before you answered,
didn't.
But yes, you
no,
absolutely
I did. Yeah,
everybody
did
back there saw
we
you
all
do
saw it.
I did if, not
if,
once.
Whoever's running the video, Brian, if you want to go back and check
once.
The tape, it was about as clear as day. By the way, my wife went to a Coldplay concert with her boss last night.
Oh.
She told me not to look on the internet. So everything's
don't
cool,
worry
right?
about it, you're
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, just
that's why
build
never,
the camaraderie.
Never, ever go to a Coldplay concert. Nothing good happens at a Coldplay concert.
That was an interesting take. So Fitzy saved his entire life by his wife getting sick and not being able to go to the Coldplay concert.
He should have been grateful.
Oh, okay. Yeah. His wife had she had digestive issues and was in the bathroom all day, so he had to sell his tickets.
Oh. He's been looking forward to the show for like 8 months.
He is not over it yet.
I do not like that band. I just don't. I've tried to get into them. I do not like them.
Everybody else seems to.
Everyone loves them.
And the show is great. I will say all the videos
I've seen.
I'm sure it
is. Like, I'm sure it's a great concert, but
the show is legit.
It's too much piano with Coldplay. That's my problem with them. It's too much piano.
Really does hate everything.
Too much piano.
Billy Joel sucks, too. No, Billy Joel, he's great with his piano. Coldplay piano is just like, it's like you're warming up and like learning how to play scales on the piano. Like that's,
Elton
I don't
John,
like Coldplay's
stick
piano.
It.
Too Ray Charles, piano. That's good piano. There's good piano. Coldplay, bad piano.
But they have a very observant lead singer because he nailed the hell out of either
it's
they're shy
cameraman.
Or they're having an affair. And well, it was the latter.
You know what the scariest part of that was? Like, all three of us in this room are more famous than that guy, right? Like, not much more famous, but, like, we're more famous than that guy.
Yeah.
He's
you know?
Richer, but we're more.
Oh, known. Definitely okay. He has more money than us, but, like, more people know who we are than know who we
sure,
is.
Sure, let's go
I
with
would
this.
Say.
Let's
I would, I would say.
You're making me feel good, so go.
I think that's true. We're on a radio station, you know what I mean?
Like,
I
feel more people like, hear from us than hear from him on a daily
okay,
basis.
Okay, absolutely.
Not anymore.
They found him. They found her. They found the girl sitting next to him who also works there. They found the spouses in about 4 minutes
oh,
after
yeah.
that video came out.
Welcome
that was
to the
unbelievable.
Internet.
That was really, I mean, that was really something.
Yeah, well, that's the scary part of the world we live in. There's these people, what are they called when you can
sleuths,
send,
web sleuths.
No, but you can send a photo and they are like a network of connected people that will tell you exactly where you are.
Oh, the geoguessers.
Yes, geoguessers.
Yeah.
It's
what
scary.
What is this?
Have you never seen those videos before?
Yeah. Like,
no.
If you're on your boat in Winnipesaukee,
uh-huh.
and you're like, there's not really much in the background. There's like a tree and an island. Somebody could send that, and they'd be like, boom, 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 boom. Oh, he's on Lake Winnipesaukee. He's at this point. And like, it's amazing.
I'll send you a video, Arcan, because it is quite impressive.
It's the craziest thing ever.
That's how Pablo Torre, he reached out to one of them to find out where the house in Winthrop
was.
Oh, really?
Yep, the famous topless Bill Belichick ring cam was based on a geo locator or whatever you call it.
Huh.
It's scary. I mean, it's cool, and it's only scary, I guess, if you have something to hide, and I don't. So.
Do you guys know about geocaching? You know what
yes,
that is?
Yes, I do.
I've
those
heard the
things
term.
In the woods?
People leaving stuff in the woods for other people
to
find.
I used
to do that
with my
kids. Very weird. I think that's very weird.
You just made me feel bad.
But, well, doing it with your kids is fine. People leave them around there for like strangers. people are opening up these weird capsules in the woods. Like, I find
and,
that
yeah,
weird.
Leading
yes.
them to strange places in the woods. That could go sideways. I find very that wrong. Very,
and I didn't very do, quick. Like, the really crazy one. Like, the trails at the local conservation organization kind of did it, and it was a thing you did with your kids. I just don't, I'm not one of the weirdos. I think there's some weirdos in that world. I'm not one of the weirdos. Just want to clarify.
So you're not one of the weirdos, nope. is what I'm hearing from this.
No offense to the weirdos out there.
I mean, the more you listening. Say it, the more we believe you, so I
okay,
keep
thanks.
Going with
I
it.
I sold
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Christian, 6 to 10 tonight. What do we got?
We got Tom King at 7:30. We'll talk Patriots with him. We got a lot of Red Sox trade deadline wish list to get to. Joe and I are going to do an exercise where we go through every single name of everybody that's been rumored with the Red Sox, every pitcher, every first baseman, everybody, and we'll go and tier it off by how much we want that player, and then when all is said and done after the deadline's over, we'll go back and revisit it. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. We'll also have some ESPY reaction. We have to talk about the Coldplay concert because it's just the biggest thing in the world right now.
True.
And I do have some thoughts on it beyond the fact that I don't like Coldplay. And
too much
yeah,
piano.
You know, normal 4-hour show.
Quick question before we bow out of here. We just had a pretty good fight about it, Dan Ball and myself. Do you have any faith that the Red Sox, as currently constituted, could make the playoffs? Do they need to add to the roster, or are they good enough right now to be a playoff team?
To make the playoffs? Sure. Yeah. I think they could sneak in as like the last wild card, but I'm not super impressed by that considering what the expectations were before the season. I think that you have a chance to be something better than that. Yeah, could they do it? Could they possibly do it? Like, yeah, I think they could. But I also think that that's really a really low bar to clear for what you're expecting from this team right now and what they can do at the deadline, considering all these assets that they have that they can trade.
There you go. Always my favorite member of the original afternoon show.
Thank you.
I don't know if it was
Thank
the
you,
original. Dude. It was a one time.
It was the
time.
Only afternoon show that this station's ever had, I think, other than this one.
Stick around. Christian Arcan, the angry one, hates piano, hates lots of other things. He'll tell you about it from 6 to 10. We'll be back tomorrow post Red Sox, I think, 2:20 start time. So we could have, I don't know, about 20 minutes around 5:40 to talk to you about whatever the hell happens in Chicago. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.